This is Dr. Schumacher dictating a progress note on Jan McCree. M capital C-R-E-E, Janet, J-A-N-E-T. Place was... Courtyard of Squirts Creek. Date was November 2nd, 2022. New paragraph. Mrs. McCree was seen as an initial visit, period. She was seen to assume care, but they also wanted me to see her urgently because this morning she slumped to the left and passed out for about 10 to 15 minutes while on the toilet, period. New paragraph, history of past illness. Mrs. McCree had been in the hospital and then on rehab and returned to Courtyard after a stay at rehab, period. She had broken her right hip, period. She's still needing some therapy, but she's doing better in this regard, period. New paragraph. This morning, while on the toilet, she became unresponsive and slumped to the left, period. Her eyes were closed, period. The staff states it lasted 10 to 15 minutes, but they called 911, period. They came around, and she's known to have vasovagal syncope, and she's been doing fine since, period. When seen in the early afternoon, she was doing better and awake and alert and able to converse, period. She has a history of atrial fibrillation, but heart rate has been controlled with Multec 400 milligrams twice a day. And she has an aspirin for anticoagulation, period. She has a history of cerebral vascular disease also, period. She's stable with respect to her stroke history and gastroesophageal reflux disease, period. She does have a mild left hemiplegia, period. New paragraph, review of systems, constitutional, no fever or chills, eye no complaints, CNT no complaints, respiratory, no dyspnea or cough. Cardiovascular, no chest pain or dizziness or palpitations, period. She had the brief episode this morning, period. She's back to baseline, period. GI, no abdominal pain, vomiting, or bleeding, period. She's on Colace to help with her bowels. She's up. Do you notice any other complaints, musculoskeletal, eyes, arthralgias? Hem, no bruising or bleeding, skin, no rash or itch, endocrine, no polyuria or polydipsia. Okay, got past history. Hypertension, dementia. Left CVA, detrusor overactivity. She has some degree of aphasia, but was able to communicate. Hypertension, cerebrovascular disease, gastroesophageal reflux disease. without esophagitis, atrial fibrillation, dementia. Paragraph medications, aspirin 81 milligrams daily, cetirizine 10 milligrams daily, Docusate 100 milligrams daily, Eliquis 2.5 milligrams twice a day, Ferrosulfate 325 milligrams daily, Tylenol 1,000 milligrams every 8 hours, PRN. It's the Prolol, 25 milligrams daily. Maltac, 400 milligrams twice a day. Omeprazole, 20 milligrams daily. New paragraph. Allergies, codeine, and Cipro. New paragraph. Family history. Her father died at 57 of heart disease. Her mother died at 73 of heart disease. She had a son who had a heart attack and valvular heart disease. A pair of social history. No smoking. She was a former smoker of 10 to 19 cigarettes a day, but last smoked over 10 years ago. No alcohol excess. On her surgical history, put down hysterectomy in 1987, hernia repairs 1957 and 1969, and upper endoscopy 2007. New paragraph, examination. She was not acutely distressed or ill-appearing. Blood pressure 133 over 68, pulse 88, temperature 97.9, O2 saturation 94, head and neck, pupil deep on the back to the light, eyelid and conjunctiva normal, extra oxygen movements intact, oral mucous membranes pink and moist, ears normal to inspection. Next supplement, no mass, no nodes, no palpable cytomegaly. Lungs were clear to percussion and auscultation without labored breathing. Cardiovascular, normal S1, S2, no S3, no S4, no murmur. Abdomen is soft and non-tender. No organomegaly. CNS, cranial is grossly intact, period. She's weaker on the right side. However, it's not extreme. Mental status, I'll put on sensation is intact. Mental status and orientation of time, she scored 2 out of 5, period. She knew the year and day, but not the date, month, or season, period. In orientation of place, she scored 3 out of 5, knowing the place, state, and floor, but did not know the city or county, period. Affect was normal, period. She was not excessively depressed. musculoskeletal, sciatica, shoulder range of motion. No acute joint inflammation or effusion, no cyanosis, period. Skin is intact, warm or dry, without rash or major lesions. Paragraph assessment and plan. One, Mrs. McCree is here after having hip fracture and has made some progress and still will get OT and PT, period. Two, she had an episode when she slumped over while on the toilet, period. It could be vasovagal syncope or defecation syncope, but she's at her baseline and we'll monitor for further episodes, period. Three, she has atrial fibrillation. And I will continue Meltac 400 milligrams daily, period. Heart rate is controlled with metoprolol 25 milligrams daily. And she's an Eliquis 2.5 milligrams twice a day for anticoagulation, period. Three, she's had multiple strokes and is also on aspirin 81 milligrams daily, period. Four, she has gastroesophageal reflux disease, and I will continue omeprazole 20 milligrams daily, period. Overall, I'll continue the current plan, period. This is Dr. Schumacher dictating, end of dictation.